InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
You are about to see footage from 12 years ago that aired on national television to record ratings for the channel that was then taken offline and completely censored. The network even went into people's DVRs and had it erased off of their own personal servers. Congress talked about holding hearings concerning the very episode you're about to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason the establishment got so scared was that Dr. Rima Labo is a top medical doctor, and she was also the wife of General Stubblebine, the former head of U.S. Special Forces in the Army, who treated heads of states, of major governments, and royalty in Europe. And they told her, as their medical doctor, the plan to depopulate in the Great Culling, with the WTO, the UN, doing it through the vaccines, how they would claim there wasn't enough vaccines, so they would then add dangerous chemicals to them to make them more powerful, which is what they've all done now. So here is the censored report. We're going to post the full show at band.video, but here is 4 minutes and 15 seconds of myself and Dr. Labo laying it all out 12 years ago. How could we do that? We didn't just make this up and it magically all happened the way we said. No, she had the sources. And I had also done major research on government documents like State Department Memorandum 200 from Henry Kissinger that also laid out plans for depopulation. So here is the video that has the globalists so scared because it exposed the Great Reset 11 plus years before they launched it.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, that this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place.
As soon as you and I finish,
you're out of
here. Leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974. On vaccines to create permanent sterility. This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
People lining up, sometimes by the hundreds, for an H1N1 flu shot.
What that means is a Holocaust, a genocidal Holocaust. Men and women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile. Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make
the
this decision?
Few.
She said, we, the aristocrats.
Harness the power of the sun. Harness the life-giving energy of this incredible engine that God gave us. Wherever you are, wherever you go, 365 days out of the year, whether it's in the dead of the deep, dark, cold winter or the blazing hot summer, everyone does better and is healthier with an extra dose of vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are essential for your immunity. And now that people understand that, it's important to act on that information. We have the highest quality vitamin D3 called Winter Sun with vitamin K at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, it's 50% off. So harness the power of the sun for yourself, your friends, your family today. The globalists are fighting to suppress this information. So it's key to let others know about the power of the sun harnessed in vitamin D3 inside Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com.